It's week two of the professional football season, but the story is less wins and wins, that should be, forgive me, and losses than the fines laid down by Commissioner Roger Goodell. New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick has been fined $500,000 for permitting a team employee to break NFL rules by videotaping the signals sent in by New York Jets coaches on the sidelines. We're joined now from Boston by Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN.com and ESPN the magazine. Howard, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Scott. Good morning.
Let me cut to the chase. Is the integrity of the three world championships, the Super Bowls, run by Bill Belichick's New England Patriots now put into question?
Well, I don't think so, because once again, let's not give too much credit to the coach. You've got great players who did great things at the time when they needed to do them. I don't think that you would take so much of the way those teams won and throw them out the window because of what the coach did. What the coach did do, however...
Well, but Tom Brady is going to throw a lot better if he knows what defense he's going to be throwing into.
Yes, he's going to, but he still has to make the throw. He still has to make the play. He still has to do the things he needs to do as a player. I think what it does, however, is it throws into question the integrity and the legacy of Bill Belichick. Certainly, I don't think anyone's going to be calling him a genius anytime soon.
$500,000. I mean, that's real money. But this same week, the McLaren Formula One racing team was fined $100 million. Are these fines for $500,000 and $250,000 in a draft pick for the team enough?
Well, it sounds like it's real money, but it's really play money. This is monopoly we're dealing with here. I mean, certainly, I think that it sounds big. I don't think the punishment fit the crime at all, because the Patriots were accused of cheating this season. Now, they lost a draft pick and maybe two draft picks when the season's over, but they did not pay any sanction this season. They won't pay for what they did this year at all, and I thought that Bill Belichick should have been suspended. And what's to say that the Patriots won't circumvent the fine by giving him a bonus equal to what he's paying at the end of the season? I mean, it happens all the time.
I have to ask about Buffalo Bills tight end Kevin Everett, who had a near-fatal spinal injury. His prognosis is looking better, but that was a frightening moment.
It was very frightening. It was very scary. And once again, it goes back to this conflict that you have watching professional sports, playing football in general, where these players are celebrated for the bigger hit, the stronger hit, the faster collisions. But these are real people. These are real people, and they're fragile, and that hit didn't even look particularly devastating. Yeah. And it was enough to nearly take his life. And I think that the tough part here is balancing between the celebration of the big hit and being a little bit more measured about it. This is a very dangerous game.
Quickly at the end, you were at Fenway last night. The Yankees beat the Red Sox in a 6-run, 8 inning. Hear that, Howard? It's the footsteps of the Yankees coming up on the Red Sox.
No,
oh, wait,
question.
That was one shoe. Let me do two, yeah?
It was. You could hear a pin drop in that place last night, and it was very telling because they need... Both teams, I believe, are going to make the playoffs, so I don't think there's a whole lot of drama going on here, more so for the Yankees because they do have the Tigers after them. But what you're really seeing here is that they've lost 8 out of the last 10 games to the Yankees. If they play each other in the postseason, the Yankees will have a decided advantage. The Red Sox need to win one of these next two games just to restore some confidence, because around here in New England, you're thinking, are they going to do it again?
Thanks very much, Howard Bryant.
Thank you.